Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah of Parsha Shemos. We open up Sefer Shemos once again. So, of course, we have to know the theme of Parsha Shemos to understand the Haftorah. Parsha Shemos covers the first five prakim of Sefer Shemos and the first pasuk. The first five prakim of Sefer Shemos and the first pasuk of Perek Vav. What happens in Sefer Shemos? The descent into the Egyptian enslavement. We are told in the beginning of the Sefer that the tribes went down to Egypt, but Yosef died, his brothers died, that whole generation died. The Bnei Yisrael became fruitful, they multiplied, they flourished, they spread throughout the land. A new king arose who did not know Joseph, and along with that new king came edicts of oppression and servitude and infanticide. Of course, in this parak, Moshe Rabbeinu is also born in the middle of the enslavement. We are told of the birth of the Redeemer. In parak Gimel, God and Moshe meet, so to speak, at the burning bush. Hashem assigns him his mission. In parak Dalet, Moshe tells Yisro he's leaving, go back to rescuing to people. And in parak Kei, he comes before Pharaoh. So what is interesting about the parasha is that it is a mix of exile, galut, and geula. Now, the geula does not happen yet, but Moshe is born. Hashem appoints him on his mission. Moshe goes to Pharaoh along with Aaron and says, free the Jews, the God of the Hebrews appeared. Exile and redemption, galut and geula, shibud on the one hand and freedom on the other hand. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Ready for this? There are three different haftorahs. Ashkenazim and Chabad read from Yeshayahu, Sfaradim read from Yirmiyahu, and Yemenites read from Yechezkel. So what I've decided to do is to highlight the themes of the haftorah, and then I have chosen one pasuk or a short passage from each of the haftorot in order to learn with you. Ashkenazim and Chabad read from Sefer Yeshayahu. And here we go. Accordingly, what is the theme of this Haftorah? I'm quoting from Art Scroll Summary of the Haftorah, just a short passage of the summary of the Haftorah. The prophet Yeshayahu lived in a time of turmoil when the kingdom of the 10 tribes was hurtling downhill in spiritual decay. With the defeat of the 10 tribes and exile on the way, and the Davidic kingdom of Yehuda too was suffering from spiritual decline. In this Haftorah, Yeshayahu depicts the failures of both kingdoms. He begins with the encouraging prophecy that the root of Yaakov, like all roots, it is unseen, it is underground. A root is trampled upon that by those who walk above. However, a root is life. It will once more provide luxuriant produce. Yeshayahu points out that despite the divine wrath visited upon the Jewish people often in our history, the Jewish people have not been decimated as their various enemies have been. Those who struck Israel were punished more, while the Jewish people survive and will always rise again. Its sins will be atoned for through physical destructions of the fields and cities, the prophet says. But although God preserves the root, the nation has fortified its right to his manifest mercy because of the failure of the people, the prophet says, to recognize its true role in the world. Yeshayahu goes on to describe the doomed 10 tribes led by Ephraim. The simile for them is arrogance and drunkenness, both of which prevent the people from recognizing the truth and acting upon it. The result is that the heads, which are so pampered with luxuries, they are like a valley of oil, will lose their crowns and their glory. What is very interesting as I prepare this is that each of the Haftarot, Ashkenazim and Chabad, Yeshayahu, Sfaradim, Yirmiyahu, Yemenites, Yechezkel, each of the Haftorot actually combine the theme of Shemos. Shemos is Galus, but also Geula. Moshe is born. Moshe is appointed. Moshe goes to Pharaoh. Pharaoh's throwing the Jewish babies into the river, but hope is on the horizon. Each of these prophecies describes the upcoming or the exile that has come, along with the divine promise of redemption. In the Haftorah, according to Ashkenazim and Chabad from Yeshayahu, Perek of Zion, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we have one of the most famous and most beautiful psukim in Nevi'im. Now, they're all the most beautiful psukim in Nevi'im when I say that. Keep that in mind. Perek of Zion, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Haftorah Shemos for Ashkenazim and Chabad. V'haya bayom hahu, Yitaka b'shofer gadol. Uvau ha'hovdim be'eretz asher, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yishtachvu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh v'yirushalayim. It's true, the galus is long. The galus is dark. The enemies are strong. At times we wonder, when is the redemption going to come? But the prophet Isaiah assures us, and it will be on that day, yitaka b'shofer gadol. There will be the blast of the shofar of the Mashiach. Uvau ha'hovdim be'eretz asher. Those who have been lost to Assyria, this is describing the lost 10 tribes and the Northern Kingdom, Uvau Hahovdin Beretz Asher, those who were lost in the land of Asher will come, Vahanidachim Beretz Mitzrayim, those exiles from Galus Yehuda who trickled down to Egypt, those pushed away to Egypt will come, Vishtachvu LaHashem Behar HaKodesh B'Yerushalayim, and they will bow down to Hashem and the holy mountain, Har Tzion, Har Maria, and Yerushalayim. So, while Yeshayahu prophesies about the destruction due to the corruption of the tribes, the 10 tribes in Malchus Yisrael, and the corruption in Malchus Yehuda, and destruction will come, the root will be preserved like a root in a dark ground, and the root will flourish once again. And on that great day, when the shofar blasts and Mashiach comes, the kibbutz galios will occur. Those lost to the Assyrian exile, those pushed down to Egypt, and this is also a metaphor not only for those literally lost to Assyria and Egypt, but Jews who have been scattered all over the world, the kibbutz galios will happen. We will once again bow down and worship Hashem and Har HaKodesh in Yerushalayim. Svardim, read from Yirmiyahu. Okay, the summary of the Haftorah from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. Svardim, read from Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph. Actually, they begin in the beginning of Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph, through Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel. Yirmiyahu prophesied during the reigns of the final kings of Yehuda, up to the destruction of Jerusalem and afterward. I'm reading from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. His call to prophecy emphasizes the harsh daily reality of the prophet. Yirmiyahu's career was especially fraught. He was the first and only prophet that foretold the destruction as it occurred. His challenge stemmed from Jeremiah's complex nature. On the one hand, he was a divine messenger, commanded to deliver a message. But what was his message? Impending doom. Who wants to hear a message of doom and gloom that's coming to the nation? But on the other hand, he was one of the people. He loved the people. In this context, God's words of encouragement take on special meaning. God says to Jeremiah, he fortifies him, he encourages him, stand up and speak to them as I will instruct you. Do not break down because of them. I made you today a fortress city, an iron column, a wall of bronze. They will wage battle against you, but they will not prevail. What is the similarity here? On the one hand, the prophet deals here with exile and redemption, just like the Ashkenazi Haftarah from Yeshayahu, but also here we have God encouraging the prophet Yirmiyahu to take on his role, which is exactly what Hashem had to do to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush. Moshe gave a whole different reason, a whole number of reasons actually, why he doesn't want to go. The people won't believe in me, they won't listen to my voice, send Aaron, I have a speech impediment. But that first reason in the beginning of Perek Dalet, Heim lo yaminu li, v'lo yushmu b'koli, ki yamu lo nirei lach Hashem, they won't listen to me, they won't believe me, they'll say, God did not appear to you, God needed to encourage Moshe. And here too, Hashem encourages Yirmiyahu that even though the task of the prophet is not easy, the people don't always want to hear the mussar that you have to tell them, nevertheless, your words will prevail. Yirmiyahu's attempts, concludes Rabbi Sachs, to avoid this terrible role, like Moshe centuries earlier, testifies to this difficulty as well. In fact, of Soloveitchik has a piece where he speaks about that. One of the terms for prophecy is called amasa. Mem, sin, aleph. And amasa means a burden. Because Rav Soloveitchik says, why is prophecy called a burden? Because a prophet has a heavy message usually to deliver, and people don't always want to hear it. But the word of God must be told. It cannot be silenced, and it cannot be ignored. What pasuk did I highlight to share with you from the Sfardi, from the Haftorah that the Sfardim read? Perek Beis in the Haftorah. Ready for these beautiful words of Yirmiyahu? Beginning of Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Da'ihi dvar Hashem Eli Lemur. And the word of God was to be saying. Next Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Haloch v'karasa ba'aznei Yerushalayim Lemur. Go and call out in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Ko Amar Hashem. So says Hashem, Zacharti la chesed ne'urayich. I remember for you the kindness of your youth, the devotion you did for me, God says to Am Yisrael. In your youth, what was that kindness we did for God? Ahavas kululasayich. We loved Hashem like a kala loves her chesed. Lechtech acharei bamidbar be'eretz lo zerua. When I took you out of Egypt, you followed after me into a barren desert that did not have seed, it did not have plants, that didn't have harvest. You didn't ask, what are we going to eat? You didn't say, what are we going to do? You followed after me on this love of your youth, I remember. Once again, look at this. What's the theme of the underlying theme? It's a contrast. It's a paradox. Rebuke, tochacha, sin, exile. Divine love, comfort, redemption, ingathering of the exiles. Amazing. And finally, what do the Yemenites read from? Yemenite custom is the Haftorah from Yechezkel, Perek Tazayin, Psukim Aleph through Yodalet. What is the theme of this Haftorah? I'm quoting Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. Speaking to fellow exiles from Jerusalem, the prophet Yechezkel describes the reasons for the impending final destruction of the city. Once again, that's Yechezkel prophesying over the reasons for the destruction of the city, i.e. exile, tochacha, Musar, sin. He surveys the relationship between God and Israel from the days of slavery in Egypt onward, using the metaphor of a man who takes in an abandoned child, a baby girl who has been thrown out into the street on the day she is born. The man, passing by the child, takes pity on her and takes her in, raising her into a mature, beautiful, and strong woman, and then marries her. This highlights the special providence of God for Israel from the days of the yoke of Egypt until the covenant at Sinai. Verses, says Rabbi Sachs, and that's what I chose to highlight for you, from this prophecy are woven into the Passover Haggadah. The prophet says, Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Tes Zayin, Psukim, Vav Zayin, and Ches. You're going to recognize them from Magid, some of the most beautiful psukim, and also you're going to recognize it very quickly because this is a pasuk that we say at the bris milah of every baby boy. The avar alayich, the erech misposasas bidamayich. I passed over you, says God, and I saw you rolling in your blood. The amarlach bidamayichai, the amarlach bidamayichai. I saw you rolling in your blood. I say, through your blood you shall live, korban pasach. Through the blood you shall live. The bris milah continues the pasuk Zion. We continue this in the Haggadah and Magid, Rivava Kitsama Chasada Nishaticha. You grew up. You matured. No, I'm sorry. No. Rivava, from increased, I made you increase. Kitsama Chasada Nishaticha. I put you like the shoots, like the plants in the field. Vatirbi, you grew up from Rov. Vatigdali, you matured. Vatavoi Ba'adai Adayim. And you grew up, you matured, you were beautifully adorned. Shadayim Nechonu, your breasts were firm. Usa Erech Tzimech, your hair was flourishing. At Erin Ve'aria, however, you were naked and bare. How does a person feel when they are growing up, when their hair grows long, when their breasts are flourishing to be naked? It's a state of embarrassment. Hashem saw our embarrassment, so what did he do for us? The avar alayich, the erech, I passed over you. And I saw you, vihine itech, and behold, what time was it? Ayin tov, itech, it was your time. Eight dodim, a time of love. The ephros confi alayich. So I spread my cloak, my wing over you. The achsa ervaseich. I covered your nakedness. The ashavalach. And I swore to you, says God. The avil bevris osach neum Hashem Elokim. I entered into a covenant with you, says Hashem Elokim. The tehili. And you became mine. The Navi continues in the prophecy, Yechezkel, I washed you with water. I rinsed your blood off you. I anointed you with oil. I clothed you with embroidered cloth. I placed on you leather shoes. I wound about your head fine linen. I covered you with silk. I adorned you with jewelry. I put bracelets upon your arms, a necklace around your neck, a nose ring in your nose, earrings in your ears, and a crown upon your head. It's really amazing that we have three different Haftorahs. Yeshayahu for Ashkenazim and Chabad, Yirmiyahu for Sephardim, and Yechezkel for Yemenites. We have highlighted a specific passage or a series of passages from each, and I chose to focus on the passages, like you see, of the Nechama, of the Kesher between us and Hashem, of the Nitzchius, the eternity of Am Yisrael, and the ultimate redemption. Because we have to remember, like in Egypt, when the Golus began, it was dark, it was hard, it continued, we were there for 210 years. They were throwing the babies into the river. The Danube River during the Holocaust was stained with Jewish blood in the most literal sense. And that's what happened in Egypt. But we have to remember Hashem will always redeem us. The root of Am Yisrael will never be destroyed despite our sins which bring punishment upon us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. He remembers the love of the youth. And one day again, Yeshayahu, Vahaya Bayamahu, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. And it will be on that great day, the great shofar of Mashiach will be blown. All of the exiles will be found and brought back. We will once again worship God in the holy city, in the holy mount of Yerushalayim. And we have to remember, but even when it seems Hashem has rejected us, chas v'shalom. No, he never rejects us. Like the prophecy of Sfaradim from Yirmiyahu reminds us, Haloch v'karasa ba'aznei Yerushalayim neymar, ko amar Hashem, zecharti lechesed ne'urayich. No, go call out in the ears of Jerusalem and tell the people, I remembered the chesed, the kindness of your youth that you did to me. Ahavas k'lusayich. Hashem says, I know, Am Yisrael, you love me like a bride loves the chasen. Lechtech acharei b'midbar eretz lozer. I remember that you walked after me in the desert when you left Egypt into an unsown land. And should we think that all the blood that has been spilled, Hashem dayenu v'yoshienu, through our long and bitter exiles, is for naught. N-A-U-G-H-T. The prophet Yechezkel reminds us in the Haftorah for the Yemenites. Ve'avar elayich, ve'erech misposasas b'damayich, ve'amarlach b'damayi chai, ve'amarlach b'damayi chai. The galus is long, it's dark, it's harsh, and it's difficult. But the Haftorah of Parshat Shemot remind us that Hashem loves us very much. He will never fully abandon us. Jerusalem will once again flourish with the ingathering of the exiles. All of the blood is the blood of the life of Am Yisrael. Hashem passes over us and he sees we're naked and he says, what do you need? I will cover you. I will adorn you. I will bring you back to me once again. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Torah is amazing. Nevi'im is amazing. Ketuvim is amazing. Thank you for joining me in the Haftorah learning. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov, Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.